Efendim?
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I'll see you in India.
Yes,
Yes,
yeah.
yes. Really looking forward.
Soon. Yeah,
We are
soon.
living on the
Really,
streets
really
now.
looking forward.
Go ahead, please. Really looking forward to seeing you.
Yes, so we can.
Traveling. Yeah, well, but I'm looking forward to seeing you. Looking forward to seeing the people.
Yes, it's been
We
nice
are
to
very happy
live.
to come. Yes.
Life.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'm not crazy about going to India, but I'm very happy to see the people.
Yes.
That's for sure. Yeah. It'll be the last time for me. Maybe I will go to the Kumbh Mela next year. But I think now we're gonna quit going to Rishikesh ever again, maybe. At least this lifetime. We'll see. So
Nice.
thank you very, very much. Om Shri Sache Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai, Gurudev Bhagwan Ki Jai, Satyasanga Ki Jai. Well, what I want to say is Happy New Year. That's what I want to say. And I've considered today what to speak about this evening. Sometimes I don't think about it at all and it just comes. But I'll wait for you. That's what I'll do. I'll wait for you and I'll watch the hands way come up and we'll see what happens. Happy New Year, everyone. Oh, okay, we already have hands up. Mina Green. Unmute yourself. Let me
Girlfriend
see.
killing. I can't
There
stand
you
to
go.
watch the
Now you're.
news these days because it's so horrible. And if there's a clash between good and evil forces, evil seems to be clearly winning. What can we do to further
No,
enable the forces of good, and
that
how
is
do we
absolutely
protect
not
ourselves
true. That's what you're saying
from
is
being
absolutely
depressed?
not true. Look at your living room. Look at that beautiful blue sofa you got there and that nice clothing you have on and
Yes.
the lovely library you have and the cups that are, in your kitchen and the food that's in the refrigerator and doesn't look to me like in your living room that evil is winning.
No, it's not.
No. And it's a good point you bring up. I don't know. Well, there surely are acts on earth that appear to be very dark forces. There's no doubt about it. But this is the time of the shift of change. And how it's going to change is that people are going to mature. And as you said, turn off the news. I was watching the other day, I was watching a monastery in Greece where the monks go by Byzantine time and they don't know anything that's happening in the world. And they're just serving the world. That's all they're doing. They're just repeating all day long as they're awake. And they look like they're very happy to do it. They look like they really find some consolation, some peace. And they just simply repeat the words of Jesus through all the Jesus words all day long for all their lives. And I was thinking today also about the Sundance. We used to go to the Lakota Sundance and how the people at the Sundance would not eat for 4 days. And they would dance choreographically from, I would say about 8:30 until about 6 o'clock in the evening. And this dance was a prayer for you. And it's a prayer for the world. And there's 200 sun dances that go on in the United States every June, just about 200. And people are dancing and praying. And I won't go into the particulars of the sun dance because the sacrifice is incredible. They're not allowed to drink either. They don't eat or drink for 4 days. And they dance all day long. And they have two sweat lodges, one in the morning, one in the evening. And they're in a divine state for you. And then there's the Bodhisattvas, and there is Tibet. Then there's Sacha, of course. And there's all kinds of really fine energy, but you have to enter it. And I think by turning off the news, you're on your way. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm thinking about what you're saying about turning off the news. It seems like that's not completely a good idea. It seems like it's a some kind of responsibility to know what's going on in the outside world.
How do you know what's going on by the news? Come on. The news is very biased and particular and frightening people and wanting them. I don't know if the news wants, so I don't have any idea who wants. We have to be very careful about our language. But someone who is broadcasting the news would really like to see people dislike each other deeply.
No, I'm talking
So I
about
guess you could tune into that. But
things
you told me
like
that
Gaza and Ukraine and all these dictatorships that are becoming more and more dictatorships. You know, it's just terrible what's going on. It's not, there's no distortion in the news on that those subjects.
I don't know if there is or isn't. I know some people in Israel. I don't know if it is or isn't. I don't have any idea that what I hear is actually true or false. Everybody would like to just love to get into it, but yeah, I stay out of it. I am myself not interested in the hate between people. And there's nothing I can do about it to make it better. I've considered that. What can I do about that to make it better? And if I cannot do anything to make it better, then what I have is compassion. And I have prayer. And I have, to leave it to those who are interested in hating each other. And actually, I was talking about this the other day too. When we generalize, I'm sure that there are many, 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 many Jewish people who don't want this war. And I am sure that there's many, many Arab people who do not want this war. And this story is so old that if you touch it with a division, it'll blow up. I myself am living for the enlightenment of all beings, and that's where I'm going to remain. So I would love it if you would remain there too. And maybe seeing what's going on is important. However, it's important to change one's own life so that we can truly affect the world, because the only way that the world is going to change is by human consciousness. And we have to uplift ourselves and care for each other and in our own lives, cease to hate anyone or and care for each other very, very deeply. and bring each other to a crescendo of love.
Well, I like that.
Because
Thank
it's
you.
the only way that the world's going to change. Yeah. It's not going to change by people hating each other.
Thank you, Shanti
Yeah.
May.
You're so welcome. Sahara? No.
Shanti May?
I'm Reet and Mike. I'm Reet and Mike. Hello, I'm Reet and Mike. How are you? You have to turn on your voice. It's at the lower left-hand side,
Yeah.
or, yeah,
My
there. There.
Good morning, Shanti Mai.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Want to take the voices?
Yeah, you can hear him, right? Did you hear him?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Yeah.
I did.
Shanti Mai, I just want to thank you and wish you the most of anyone I've ever met. You have brought this Sangha together in a way that has blessed us and made us a family. And those that can't go to India, it doesn't even matter anymore because we're all together. And
We are. We are.
I just want to thank you so much for everything you have done for everybody that I have ever known. And I wish you just the biggest, happiest new year that ever lived. And we can't come to India, but our two oldest grandsons are going to help Sahara get ready for you. So I feel like we're going.
Amrita, who's Daniel?
Daniel is Mike's brother's grandson, but he's not coming. He cannot
Oh,
come.
okay.
It didn't
Oh,
work out.
okay.
It didn't work out, but
Okay.
he works a
Okay.
lot with Miguel, and he's very touched by everything for the first time. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And you know that
Good.
that's the other
Good for
thing, that
him.
everyone in this Sangha is affecting so many people. That's what I love about this Sangha. You know,
Me too.
we are just so
Me
lucky.
too. I was saying that today at lunch that Maharaji's work is going to go on through you and you and you and you and you and you and you. And each time that we turn to an open, an unemotional, it can have some emotion, but unemotional, just absolute open, calm, and generous love. Then Maharaji's dancing in the heavens, there's no doubt about it.
And you're dancing on the earth.
And Amrita, and I love you. And I would like to say also thank you and Mike for everything that you've ever done for the Sangha, which has been plenty. And no, don't do that. Don't do that. Amrita, just stop it now. It's true. It's true.
But Shanti Mai, you
It's
know, no
true.
matter what's happening in the world, honestly, I feel like the blessings are right here in front of us every single minute. We're breathing the
That's
air,
the thing.
and the bird is in the
That's
tree.
right.
You know?
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. And you find what you're looking for.
And you know, I have a
Whatever you're
friend who's
looking for, that you will find.
I have a friend who's dying,
Go ahead, please.
and I had this dream,
Do
kind
I
of
know them on
not
by
really a dream,
Do
but
I
it
know
was
her?
like a thing that happened at night, that this soft caress of a presence came down, and it was like a kiss. And honestly, I thought I was being shown what it's like to die. Can you imagine? So I'm going to share it with my friend who's in the
Yes, and
hospital dying, you know. It's not a bad thing.
I saw this with Don. I saw this with Donnie, that it was very a marvelous release.
Like a blessing. A blessing.
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely. Thank you, Amrita. Thank
We
you,
love
Mark.
you.
Love
We
you
love
too.
you like mad. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Oh, Ken Chewing.
Namaste, Guruji. Hello there.
Namaste, how are you?
Namaste. I'm very well,
Hello
thank you,
there.
Guruji.
You slurred you, my God.
Sorry.
I said you're a big flirt, Anne Chewy.
All right, yes. Well, only for some. Only for some, yes. So very happy New Year to you and the beloved Sangha.
you. Thank
Guruji,
you.
yeah. So I've
Yes.
brought two things to reflect on actually today. So as we're nearing
Okay.
or counting down towards 2024, there's on most people's minds the linear time. You know, I think you've talked before about the vertical time or life that we also lead on this earth. So not just the linear time of past, present, and future. More importantly, it's also the vertical
Of which
time.
there isn't any. Go ahead.
Yes, yeah,
That's
that's
right.
right. So the whole concept of time and timelessness. So I was wondering if you could touch a bit on vertical living or vertical time. That's the first thing.
Well, it's simply, well, it's a very deep rabbit hole, depending on how deep you want to go. Spirituality is a very deep rabbit hole, depending on how deep you want to go. And very simple, very simple. So living what is called vertical, but it's extremely spacious. You just live now, not yesterday, not tomorrow. And you don't carry anything with you from yesterday, because it's heavy and it's gone. You know, I again with Donnie, my son, when he passed, he just disappeared. Just with the time, just with the moment, he was gone. Just gone. Just like I am 10 minutes ago, just gone. Whatever was 10 minutes ago in Shanti Mai's life is no longer. It's completely dissolved. Whoops, this sentence is finished. Whoops, this. So the beauty of living in the moment and the rabbit hole is that you find out that, if you want to, not just by my words, but because you have looked deep enough inside the moment to see that even now has not an existence, that it's so fluid, our experience is so fluid that it cannot be held even in a moment. So it goes very deep and it goes deeper than that, but I think I would leave it at that. One of the beauties about living in the moment and not referring to yesterday, like you don't collect ammunition. You know what ammunition is? Oh, it's
Yes.
bullets. Yeah, it's bullets. So you don't collect yesterday's stuff and bring it up tomorrow. It's gone. So you can live fresh every moment because it is like that, not because you're imagining it to be, but because it is like that. So couples don't have to have arguments about, oh, you're always like that. Yeah, you've been like this for years. Well, if that's what you're seeing, that's what you're seeing, right? So why are you bringing anything into the moment that has been already, that has already disappeared? Why to collect ammunition on each other? Oh, yesterday you broke this, and yesterday you did this too, and oh my gosh, last month, and it never seems to end. Why would anybody live there in that kind of a past? Even in their mind about themselves. So, what was your second
The
point?
second part is about,
We can go
Yeah,
ahead.
so you know how
Go
people
ahead.
make New Year resolutions, and for a lot of people, they talk about, oh, I just want to be happy and be loved. And I remember you saying, sharing this story about the journalist who came to you and asked you about the secret to happiness. And you said, I'm not interested in happiness. I'm
Right.
self-satisfied and I'm self-fulfilled. And I'm assuming two things here.
Yeah.
One is that if there was ever a hierarchy of things, that happiness is at the bottom of it, whereas fulfillment and satisfaction is perhaps on the higher rungs of it. That's one first assumption. And the second assumption is that the self that you were referring to is a self with a capital S rather than the personal
Well,
self.
that's the only self there is. There's no other self. There's immaturity and there's a self, and immaturity dances around the self and forgets the self. I'm not real fond of the word self, but because I've never really understood what self means. I've looked at it and looked at it and looked at it and can't quite get it. Self-satisfaction is kind of an eternal, really and truly, not just poetically speaking. Non-assumption and doesn't seek anything outside of itself to be peaceful. Doesn't need a special environment. Although a special environment can be useful and but there's nothing outside of meaning in the world that is permanent. And this is. And it's a place where you cease to seek because you just accept life as it is. And there's always something magnificently wonderful in it. If you want to see it, if you don't want to see it, you won't. You will find what you're looking for. So this man asked me what, how I pursue happiness. I said, I'm not interested in pursuing happiness. I'm self-satisfied. I'm so at peace with life. And could that break? Yeah. Could that be disturbed? It could be. It hasn't been thus far, but it well, darn well could be. Who knows? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, which this is in the fifth chapter, which is coming up, that the senses are limited to the sense objects. And they're all impermanent. So this deep self-satisfaction comes from a peace inside, which is also called bliss, where where you really and truly live from your heart and you refuse to live from any other place.
Suppose there's such a deep familiarity with the sense objects and, chasing after those kind of like sense pleasures that was the desires that was talked about as well in the Bhagavad Gita. And then I think it says that at the end of it all, actually, it's all pointing back towards all desires are for desiring, knowing the self or something along those lines.
Yes.
And so
Yeah.
there is almost like a chasm for one who's just at a crossroads that, okay, I've heard of that, that self-satisfaction, once you're living from there, nothing else matters. And yet it feels like quite distant from where sometimes
No,
I
nothing
live
else
from.
matters in the sense of grabbing something and saying, this is the thing that's going to make me happy forever. I'm looking for it. I'm going to get it. It's a pretty wife. It's a handsome husband. It's a lot of money. It's a beautiful car. It's everybody should love me. Everybody should admire me. Everybody should see me as the way I want them to see me, even though I don't act like that. Never mind. Oh, this house will do it. This, and I tell you, the house does make you happy, and the car does make you happy, and the handsome husband makes you happy, and the pretty girlfriend makes you happy, but that doesn't touch what is eternal within and cannot, unlikely to be disturbed. Unlikely. Unlikely. Maybe, but very unlikely. Then everything has a kind of shine to it. You know, when somebody, I was saying today, it's not your, well, it's up to the person, but it's not your work to desire that people love you. It's your work to love people. Then you're never lacking. You see the difference?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking that
So
it's just little by
this is
little, you've
just.
always encouraged us that even though sometimes I feel like it's quite distant from what I know, what I'm familiar with, but little by little, as I commit myself to this path, that would grow and take over. Is that so, Guruji?
Oh, yes, and it doesn't grow and it doesn't take over. You just strip away what is not what it's a stripping away rather than a becoming. Because why? Because realize what's always true. And you realize that by stripping away duality and foolishness, hatred and comparison, judgment, and all of this stuff. You just strip it away because it's so useless. And then you truly discover what's always been there. So what's always been there, you can't become. You can just discover or realize. Yeah. That's a
Yes.
fact.
Thank you.
Yeah, gate gate para, gate para, sam gate bodhisvaha. You know that
Yeah.
mantra?
I do, yeah. Go beyond.
You know,
Yes. I do.
yes,
Yes.
absolutely. Yes,
Yeah.
continue, continue. Even
Continue,
beyond
continue.
enlightenment,
Yes.
continue.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Guruji.
Thank you, too. Thank you, too,
Thank you.
Kim.
Namaste and a very happy new year in linear
Happy New
time.
Year to you. Happy
Thank
New Year to
you.
you, Dr. Kim. Namaste.
Namaste.
Sahara?
Namaste, Shantimai. I was moved to respond to
Namaste, Sahara.
the first question from Mina,
Yeah.
about
Oh,
the news
yes,
and
please.
such. What arose for me was the Mahabharata, and in the eve before the war, between two bands of brothers, the two mothers of those two bands of brothers. We're looking out over the battlefield, and the war was going to start at 6 a.m. As soon as dawn hit, it was starting. There's nothing that could be done to stop it, and it was their sons that were
That's
fighting
right.
each other. And one mother turns to the other and says, "When we prefer our children to the children of others, then war is already near."
It's inevitable. That's right. That's
Oh,
right.
very, very strong. And another thing that came to me when I was thinking of that and in the waiting to speak was that we've been told by, I believe it was Tripathaji, who shared with us that the Mahabharata as a scripture is not often deeply studied, because the study of it itself, and it's the story, just so people know, it's the story, the moment by moment, blow by blow of an incredible war where lots of terrible things happen to a
Yeah,
lot of people.
terrible.
And it's
Terrible.
very, very detailed and very, very structured, and it is
Very graphic. Yep.
a
Very
compendium
graphic.
of war. And Tripathaji shared that the reason that it's not studied very often, and when it is, it's studied very carefully, is because exposing yourself to that strife actually creates strife in your own life. That the
Of
study of
course.
that, the study of the of that terribleness, unless it's done in the right context, can bring strife into the
Which is
life of a
called
person.
detachment, being able to look without emotionally hooking in. Yes.
Sure. So I thought that that was had similarities to watching the news. That if you expose yourself to just sheer information of terribleness, that it is unlikely to bring the kind of knowledge and wisdom that will inform one's own action to betterment. It will only
That's
serve to bring judgment upon the people who that news section has want you to bring judgment upon. And in my
Yep.
consideration of it, evil doesn't bring judgment, in as much as judgment is the start of evil.
Yeah, I agree.
That's when it becomes possible to do terrible things to others, is when you lay in judgment upon them as being evil. And therefore, it's okay for me to do anything or think anything I want about them.
Yep. And when you think, so to speak, you're using the word think, or I would say when you consider a generalization of a people, you're already wrong. When you
Yes.
generalize, when you put everybody in a group and say they are like this, you're already wrong. You're already completely incorrect. There are
Okay.
those that will, those that won't, those that can't stand being in this situation, those who will fight in this situation, those who will learn love in this situation, those who will only have trauma and strife in this situation. You cannot generalize. You cannot say it's this and this. If you do, you're making an error. You're really making an error.
And a corollary of that would be that to make one's self a part of a group is also does the same. That to consider
Absolutely.
oneself that I am
Absolutely.
this and I am a that and I am a
Yep.
I am
It's
among
all identification with words, identification with the body. This world is shifting, and unfortunately, in the shift, there is a compost that's very thick, very hard, very hot. But out of that, something marvelous is occurring, and if you will see what you want to see.
Yes.
You will always see what you want to see, always. And to ignore it, I agree with her. To ignore it is, I feel a detachment is the most marvelous possibility for a human being, because compassion is there, love is there. Love, not emotional love, but a love that is undividable, unmeasurable, unweighable. Not more for one and less for another, like the sunshine. So this detachment is so marvelous that you can pretty much perceive anything, become educated about it, and still hold a heart of love for everyone.
And it's just not possible to
Either you
do.
do or you don't. And you, either you do or you don't, and you have the heart for it. But your thoughts will certainly bring you into deep division about things and incredible opinions, when in fact it's like watching in, let's take the identity out. It's like watching the Christians in the Colosseum. It's just do something about it, or grow your compassion, and swim and breathe in it, and love every single being, because of God's creation is every single being. And like we were saying the other day here, Maharaji used to say, Shanti Mai, our Gayatri, our prayers, our attention is always on the worst of the worst, because the rest of the people are like, he used to say, they're like lotuses opening in the sun. It's the dark forces that need our compassion and prayer that they will come to see one day. Hey, maybe I'll see it, maybe I won't see it, but I'm going to live for it. I don't need to see the result. I don't need to see the result. He's just told me, just live like this. I say, okay. And the love that is, the potential of love is tremendous when it doesn't have to be given and taken away, or measured by any means whatsoever. I love you if you do this. If you don't do this, I don't love you anymore. Oh, I love you, let's get married. Oh, I don't love you anymore. That kind of love is an increment, a grain of sand along infinite beaches. And we're here to change this world. That's what I've been told. I totally agree. Well, not because I believe it, but because I've seen the possibility in it. Like Amrita said, look at the people in the Sangha. Durga wrote and said how she sees the difference in how we live, and how it is in New Zealand on the streets nowadays. Huh? And we're just kind of living normal. I don't see any like highfalutin necessity to sprinkle on like glittery wings. Nobody would know anything about how we live by looking at us, or conversing with us. We're just normal people. I don't like the word normal. We're just normal people. I don't like the word normal. I think it's a misunderstanding from the N to the L. Yeah.
I was told
Yeah.
once
I
by a
can't
doctor.
imagine living another way. I really can't. Go ahead.
I was told once by a doctor that a normally functioning human body can run a marathon and no with no difficulty. Like if all of the systems are running within normal range, that is a very it's a very different word than what we suppose it to be. Sometimes that
Yeah.
normalcy is not necessarily
Yeah. Well, thank you
commonality.
for that, sir.
Right.
Thank you for that. Yeah. So I changed my mind about normal now. But
I
I'm
love you.
not going to put it on anybody. I'll just talk about the norm, the The evenness, huh?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like the word normal. I still don't. Sorry, Sarah.
Sorry. It's all right. That's also normal.
Get out of here. See you later. Thank you.
Namaste, Shantimai. Thank you so much.
Thank you too. Bhavata. I like Bhavatak. That's
Bhavatak.
really nice. Bhavata. Yeah. How
That's
are you?
Sara's special designation for me. I'm well, Shantimai, thank you.
So what's
Well,
yeah,
it's
what's
interesting.
on your
The beauty of the Bhagavad Gita, of satsang today, is everything has already been said. Everything is resolved. And yet I've had, I guess, an opportunity in the last week, 10 days, to look into the Bhagavad Gita again in a new way. I went back to the four chapters and listened again because my own circumstances, are my battlefield. And Christmas gave me an opportunity to see where, like Arjuna, I can stand back, the witness to the battlefield, and still get disturbed, and that disturbance, we slip. And so I've been considering that slip back into the mud, and the drama that really the imaginings of my own mind. It's all it is. But it's been an interesting opportunity to see now, days later, how everything really is resolved. But I have a lingering question about when challenged, when disturbed. I suppose I just missed that moment of disturbance of being able to say, just stay here. Stay here.
Well, you might be disturbed, but you have, and any of us might be disturbed, but you have an incredible memory now, and seeing what works and what is beneficial. And again, I'm going to bring up Donnie's passing. So, and Maharaji, when Maharaji passed, I was the only person that was happy that I knew. I was just elatedly happy that he passed. Finally, he stopped suffering. Finally, he took off this earth body. Finally, he was so delicate and so ill for so long. And everybody's crying, Well, I suppose they're crying because they're going to miss him, but I missed him a long time ago. I was grieving Maharaji's death the first day I met him. And Donnie, so when you know, not just through wisdom, but through seeing and observing life, and observing the passing and the impermanence of life. And when you see that, and it is very evident to you that this is an impermanent realm, every second of every day, and that who was I, we, Ken and I just went through this. Who was here 10 minutes ago is not who is here now. Who is here now is not who is. Even here, it's always in a flux of change. And you know it. And so your son passes, your guru passes. Now, what do you do? Well, you understand that everything disappears. And so big wailing of emotion comes. But I wouldn't want it to be any different. Why? Because it's not different. That's why. Because there's no use in wishing futility. That's only heavy on the heart, heavy on the everything is heavy in the wishing of futility that it could be different. It's not different. So when you're at peace with it's not different, huh? You have these wisdom awareness. You have this wisdom awareness. So when you're challenged, you don't lay it over to the side and say it doesn't work. And you still may be disturbed, and you still may, whatever comes is fine. Whether it's irritation or crying or grieving or whatever, but you know, because you have observed life, and you've seen it, and you're unselfish. And you don't wish for things to be different. Things should be different. Well, they're not different. Come to peace with they're not different, and from there they can change. Because if you're just out there wishing it was different and it's not, well, that's pretty frustrating in itself, isn't it? Can you accept? And the word accept is a little charge, like. But can you be with life as it is? Yes, you can. And will you observe these irritations and these challenges and apply the wisdom that is so clear, even if it's a little wobbly, even if it's a little like, oh, I don't know if I can or whatever. You know what's going to get you through. Do you?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, your absolutely is perfectly fine with me. I'm just really touched deeply in my heart by that. So that you hold to that, or you don't even have to hold to it, that's maybe poetically speaking. But that will get you through what you absolutely know for certain is the lit way. Is the way that you'll come through brighter, clearer, more deeply at peace with the way things are. And from there, things can change. They're not going to change like Donnie and Maharaji. Oh, how I wish that it was different. Oh, how I wish that it wasn't like that. Well, what am I going to do with that? That's like, eh. That's really sticky thinking. It's not different. It's the way it is. And it brings such peace. And still, emotion will rise, and all of it will rise, but there's no futile thinking about it whatsoever. Does that help you?
It does, yes. Thank you,
We'll
Shanti.
see.
We'll see.
It
Well,
will.
I know the experience of coming through and finding a peace or making a peace, and I think I was perhaps a little startled or surprised that here it came in such a powerful wave again. And yet I know the peace is there, and it's always there. But I
That's the
suppose,
beauty of it. And
yeah.
from there is not Is not the view broader? Absolutely. And you may not know what to do from moment to moment, but like you say, there it is resolved. Do you miss Sri?
Her physical presence is of course missed. I know
You
she's
like
in.
to be alone?
I have enjoyed. I haven't been alone until 2 days ago, so I am settling into some alone time, and it's quite nice. Yes. Yeah,
Yeah,
Brett
I
and
bet.
I
Is it
are enjoying
snowing
ourselves.
in is it snowing in
No.
Toronto?
No, we are in fact quite balmy. It's above zero still, and it's January tomorrow. We haven't had not a flake of snow, I don't think. No white Christmas here.
It'll come.
We'll take
Yeah,
it.
it'll come.
It will. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shanti
I
Mai.
love you.
I love you with all my heart. Thank you.
Thank you too. Namaste.
Namaste.
Gandharvi.
Shanti Mai, namaste.
Namaste.
I don't see you. No. I want to wish you a very, very good and happy New Year. And I want to thank you with all of my heart for the inspiration and the I take the word the push for some kinds of change in my life. And before you said we have not look about results, yes, but I see a big result in the moment with my brother, and I'm very grateful, and I want to share it with you that I came 22 to you.
Let's hold on. Hold on here. Hold on here for a minute. Is that okay?
Yes.
Because you were talking about we're studying the Bhagavad Gita. We're going through it. Actually, we're not studying it. We're just going through it wonderfully. You're talking about not looking for the result of your action. I want to speak about this for a second because. When you're looking for the result of your action, you're always looking forward and not where you are. And in the Gita, it mentions not to just to give all of your works to the whole of the universe, to God, to all, because actually that's the way it is, because in Buddhism, it's the interdependence of all things, that nothing can occur without everything occurring. That's a fact. So the result is before you every moment of whatever you are moving into or attempting. And then, of course, it's the non-doer and who is the doer and whether you're separate from the non-doer and all of that. But yes, you have to be very careful that when you put something into existence, you don't look at the end of it before you walk through it. Because if you look at the end of it before you walk through it, and you have an expectation of what that end looks like, it's just a pot of possibility for disappointment, frustration. I can't do, I'm not good enough. It doesn't turn out well. Life is like this and life is like that. So you just take it step by step. And I'm really happy to hear that you and your brother are different with each other.
Thank you so much, Shanti Mai. What you said now, I
understand. No, I didn't. I don't do anything. You folks are the ones who do it all. I don't do a thing. I love that part. It's a good job.
So I'm very grateful. Thank you that are you for your presence and for yeah that you are there.
Well, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you too. Okay, Michael, we're going to end satsang with you. And Ramananda Lani Turner. Where are you, Mr. Turner?
I'm home, Kansas City, home.
Yep.
So, Shanti, I just
did you have something to say, or are you just going to? What's that?
Thank you for my time in Satchidam. Thank you for to the wonderful people gathered there with you in the Zoom room. I was very touched by everyone there.
Yeah, and, except for this was not Satchidam, but
I thought I said Zoom room, but what? If I
you
may,
you did say Zoom room, Satchidam. You meant Terada Satcha.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If I may share a story that you've told me from years and years ago.
Please.
I think it was perhaps your first year you were in Satchidam with Maharaji, because if I recall correctly, you mentioned that you went to Maharaji saying, my name is Shanti Mai and I have no peace, and you were a bit agitated. And Maharaji's simple reply was, I never look for my own peace, I only seek to give it to others. And that has just kind of
yes.
resonated with me.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so we were talking the same today. It's not for you to be loved. When you are loved, it's really joyous. It's a good thing. It's wonderful. And it's sparkling and it's sweet and it's refreshing and kind. But if you're always looking for acceptance from people, or you're always looking that they shall love you, you must turn that around and simply love them. And then you're never lacking anything. Isn't that right? I don't look for my own peace. I look for the peace of others. I remember.
And that applies to, I mean, happiness, love, peace, whatever. And we are, I am all of those things already. And it's just, I just am who I am. And perhaps I share it with others, perhaps not, but I just be who I am.
Yep.
And that is absolutely all. Thank you. Thank you so much, Shanti Mai.
Thank you too. I'm glad you're home. Give your parents my love.
I will go see them after
okay.
we get
Did
down
you
here.
Get... Okay. Take that gift that I sent to them.
Yes.
Okay, don't forget. Namaste. Hello, Michael. Can't hear you, Michael.
Yeah, now okay.
You got
now?
To unmute yourself. Yeah, now I can.
Okay. I just wanted to check in and just express my love, because, I mean, and then I also was brought to think about something listening here, because in my age, it's usually having not lost, but lots of my close friends has passed away from the body. And in particular, one of my most closest friends, he died from cancer half a year ago. He was my coach throughout 23 years. But, you know, the very important emotion is this about the interconnectedness of all things. Because, I mean, I used to call this person every Thursday 8:30 p.m. And my phone still alarmed at that time, and then I have a conversation. And some people would say, "Oh yeah, but that's just your imagination." You know what he would have said? No, that's not how it is. It's because everything is interconnected. And that really
Yes.
eases the pain. It eases the feeling of melancholy. It really does. And
Yes.
now I'm a little more alone because my daughter Miriam, she moved out together with one of her closest friends at the 23rd of December.
How old
And
is she now?
this is also called a crisis for
How old
parenting.
is
And I mean,
Miriam now? How old is Miriam? Wait a minute. Hold
she's
on. Hold
19,
on. How old is
19,
Miriam?
yeah, and she's in
19. Okay. Go
her
ahead now. Yeah.
third high school year, and she's been through a lot of really, really tough things, but she's in good hands now. And since she has achieved a 2 year treatment in this called cognitive therapy, and so my job as parents is kind of mission completed now. And that I was a little I knew it would be emotional turbulent, and yet it I was a little surprised about diving down to this deep melancholy. And I know it's a process that is, of course, natural and has to be there. And I just have to take this ring on my finger where it says, "This too shall pass." And I have a really wonderful network. So I decided, instead of sitting alone, I visit my network every day and share my feelings and just get them out of the body. So today I'm calm and happy. And also one of my friends, he said, "But instead of being in melancholy, then you should observe now that Miriam, she becomes grown up and she's fitting herself, and enjoy that." And that was really a wise advice. I mean, so
Yeah, that's right.
yeah, that's it,
That's
because
right.
it's my decision where I look, in which direction I look. That is my
Yes.
decision.
Yeah,
So,
we've
and
said that a
also,
few times today.
yeah, and also,
Important.
sorry.
Important that where you look is what you're gonna what you want to see is what you're gonna find.
Yeah, of
You'll
course.
find what you
Yeah, and if you look at steadily at that you don't want, then that's what you get, and then it's coloring the entire system upstairs. And also I rented her room out to someone, and that was settled in one day, one person who I like and have very confidence in. So, Mark Twain, he said this: "If all those accidents which I have imagined would have come to real, I would have been dead at least 25 times." And it's kind of the same, I mean, as you said before, I have the full responsibility over my actions, but the outcome of the actions, that's upstairs in the direction. That's not my department. And I always get surprised because, I mean, things are as they are, and if I leave them to the universe, they always are bright, much brighter than I could imagine. So I'm
Yes.
beginning to calm down, when I come into these emotions really, really, really know when I need to stay in the now and don't go into the future. So, and but
Right.
I
Because
mean,
there
and you're such an important part of my medicine here. I mean, it's so.
Right.
So I just wanted to say.
Right. You just continue. There, you continue to narrow it down to what is.
Sorry? Yeah, I just wanted
I
to
say you
say.
continue to. Go ahead. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, Bob, I just wanted to say, wish you a wonderful, bright, and exciting new year, because it's going to be exciting, really. We are living in
Watch
a time where everything is so
it.
exciting. And we cannot predict anything. So let's just jump into the new
No,
year.
that's right.
Yeah, we can only jump like jump.
Okay. Happy New Year to you too. Happy New Year to
Yeah,
you too.
I love you so much. So.
I love you too. Take care now. Okay, I want to also say a Happy New Year to everyone. It's the end of Satsang this time. Sometimes Satsang is so dense with information, and people go out of Satsang actually not remembering anything that was in Satsang. But your heart knows. And your heart is aware. And whatever you require is there for you. And you will do the work in your own time as you do. And I say blessings to you for this life and for this year. And may it be mostly very, very, very happy. I would say mostly goes into the 90%. And really 100%. From within. From within. Then everything in life is pretty good. Pretty good. At least that's my experience. So I love you all. Love you, Patrice. I've written to you two messages on WhatsApp. And thank you all for making my life, just knowing you, contributes tremendously to the richness of my life. Thank you. Namaste, everyone.
Beautiful. Namaste. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
And we'll see you all next year.
Yes.
Namaste.
Namaste.